to The Code Review, a weekly web development podcast with your hosts Dylan Marsh and Brandon Timmish.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dylan Marsh.
And I'm Brandon Timmish, and this is The Code Review.
On this edition of Nowadays, we discuss Electron 5.0 and WASM WAPM.
WASM WAPM?
Which is the new package manager that was introduced for WebAssembly.
Yeah.
Some amazing acronyms.
Yeah. WASM WAPM. WASM WAPM.
Anyway, this is our short format, just a quick weekly news update in the programming world. And so Electron 5, we've both used Electron. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You were just saying you were intimidated by it. And then you realized it was just a little bit of configuration.
Yeah. I thought it was this big thing. Cause it was like, oh, run it like a desktop application. And I thought it was going to be all this extra setup and everything. And then I realized it was literally just a few lines of code and maybe like a few little things here and there. And just like an Express app. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with what it does is actually just takes your Node HTML, CSS, you know, your JavaScript application, and it turns it into a, not like a native, but a kind of like a hybrid desktop application. So if you're familiar with Cordova or Ionic, where it uses like a web frame to make a native mobile application, it basically does the same thing with Chromium, but it turns it into a desktop application.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to use, but the new version came out. And, you know, there's some feature and API changes and even some deprecations, it looks like, but they're releasing it with Node 12, a new build of Chromium and a new build of V8, which is pretty awesome because Node 12 is like, you know, that's pretty bleeding edge. As of the time of recording, it's only 12.2. So,
yeah,
it's pretty awesome. And I'm sure that's going to come with a lot of like stability improvements, and they're doing a lot to like move everything, all the APIs over to promises and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, so if you haven't used it yet, maybe a good time to jump into it now that everything's fresh and pretty stable and definitely bleeding edge. I was surprised they like went way past LTS for their Node version like that.
But. Yeah, yeah, because LTS like at the time of recording right now is like 10.2 or something like that.
12, yeah,
I don't know.
Point something. But probably even more exciting than that is this new package manager that's introduced for WebAssembly. So, you know, its whole goal is to allow you to easily distribute WebAssembly modules, but also create universal libraries that can be used by any language like Python, PHP, JavaScript, Rust, C++. That's pretty awesome because that's definitely needed. And I know a lot of these languages, especially like C++, there are packager managers out there. Mm-hmm. Like the packager managers. But I don't think any of them have near the like popularity or growth of something like NPM.
Yeah. Yeah. Because right now I think NPM is definitely the big heavyweight. I don't know what the second largest one is, but.
Yeah. I don't. Probably Nougat or Compose or. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe Nougat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Nougat or like Nougat? I don't know.
Nugget.
So they trying to do something.
I used to, for some reason, the first time I saw it, I thought I saw 2 G's. So I was calling it Nugget. And then I heard Nougat and I was like, oh, all right. Got to pronounce that differently.
But even like Nougat is not spelled like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't like an O and a U and shit. Anyway, a little bit of an aside, but I think it's really important to any tech. And I know like WebAssembly isn't like a new language, but it's more like Node. Like Node isn't a new language. It's this thing for JavaScript, but
yeah.
Node gained a ton of popularity through a very successful package manager.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be sort of the case here where you're lowering the barrier of entry to like get little components and make things work and build practical projects.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting for WebAssembly. And I've had my eye on that and Rust because Rust seems like the easiest way to kind of get into WebAssembly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, with the fact that it has the universal libraries, you can get Python, PHP, JavaScript, Rust, all that on it. I feel like the ecosystem has the potential to grow very quickly
if yeah.
it's deployed correctly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know about PHP as much, just because I think it's, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just think it's going to have a hard time keeping up in terms of popularity with, you know, Python and you know, Node and stuff like React and Vue and stuff
are
really attractive to work with now. But Definitely with like Rust and C++, I think there's going to be a huge like resurgence of C++, like C and C++. I think that'll be pretty cool. You know, there's new .NET versions coming out here soon
too. Yeah, was it like .NET 5?
Yeah, I believe so. And that'll be interesting because Microsoft's really embraced Node and Vue especially.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. But yeah, it says that it was introduced with a CLI tool and a package registry up on their webpage. So
yeah,
go check it out. Wasm wap'em.
Wasm wap'em. Yep.
Anything else to add?
I don't think so. Yeah. Gonna keep it pretty short today. So
yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, enjoy the news update, guys. And if you see anything that is worth mentioning maybe next week or in a future episode, definitely drop us a line. And as always, subscribe and share with your friends.
Yep.
Talk to you Friday.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.